It was beautiful artwork that was part of the underground cellars here at Stonehill Winery in Herman, Missouri. But today, there is a mystery. While you can still tour those cavernous cellars that are over a century old and still in use, they're still searching for what left during Prohibition. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Stonehill Winery has the largest collection of underground arched wine cellars in the nation. There are 9 in all, huge cellars still in use today.
Think about 1.2 million gallons of oak cooperage filled that space before Prohibition. They're a little harder to work with in a modern steel building with concrete floors and walls, but there's nothing like the ambiance that it gives it in the old world sense of winemaking we have here.
John Held's family today owns and operates Stone Hill in Herman, Missouri.
One of the most beautiful cellars is the Apostle Cellar. It has 3 aisles, 3 vaulted arches supported by 2 rows of columns. In the center aisle, there were 12 casks, approximately 2,500 gallons capacity, and each cask had a life-size carving of one of the 12 apostles on it.
But you won't find those beautiful casks here today because of an event about a century ago.
When Prohibition hit, the apostle casks were disassembled. All the staves were lettered and coded so they could be reassembled, and they were shipped out of the country. The local legend was that they were shipped back to Germany.
But what happened next is a mystery. The amazing casks of the 12 apostles vanished.
Maybe they ended up in some Jamaican rum factory, and maybe they were in a bootlegger's barn 10 miles from here. We just don't know. We know they left because we have eyewitness reports that we know of the casks being shipped out of the town.
But there's still plenty to see here, and this winery still wins numerous awards nationally and internationally. Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.